In this week's parsha, we have the prohibitions of lo sikom velo sitar espenei amecha. So you cannot take revenge, lo sikom velo sitar is do not bear a grudge. So the truth is to understand the mitzvah lo sikom, maybe it's difficult. The Seil Sashorim says that it's easy for a malach, but for human beings it's hard. There's nothing sweeter than revenge. But it's an action which is within the person's control. I will not take the actions to take revenge on this person. But lo sitor is an emotion that do not bear a grudge against that person. Now it is interesting from the Chazal, the Gemara in Yuma, it's possibly mashma that it's only also if you do some type of maisa based on that. The Gemara gives an example when Reuven asked Shimon to lend him his axe, and he refused. And the next day, Shimon asked Reuven to lend him something, and Reuven says, "Here, I'll give it to you, not like you who didn't give to me yesterday." That's the example the Gemara gives. So the Gemara gives an example where he did something, and he said, "You should know." He's indicating through his speech that he has this emotion, but it's obvious that the issue is not really the action of saying it, but it's the fact that you have the emotion. So how is that possible? So the Chinuch, when explaining this mitzvah, he points out the following kula and the depth of the mitzvah at the same time. He says, to be upset at the person immediately, the Torah does not expect it to be like stone. That when somebody says something to us or hurts us in some way, damages us in some way, that we should immediately not care about it at all. The Torah does not expect that from us. That we're unique individuals who are able to do that, but the average person is not able to do that. That's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is k'shayarvaz man ma, when some time passes. And when some time passes, it's time for the person to move on and say, you know what, why am I focusing on this? Whatever happened, happened. The Chinuch says, we're able to kick in our understanding that it was hashkocha, that if it happened, it's because the Baruch Hu wanted it to happen. Like David HaMelech says about Shimi ben Gera, Hashem amar lo kalel, Hashem was the one who told him to give the klala. It wasn't he who chose to do that. It was Hashem. Now, yes, he did Bechira Ra, and he'll get punished, but that's between him and his creator. But in regards to myself, the fact that it happened is because Hashem wanted it to happen. So, the Chinuch adds that the requirement kicks in k'shiyar b'zman ma. We'll recognize that it's hashkocha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I'm not going to be focusing on that person, that he's the source of it. The main point is it happened, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it to happen. So we're given time to put it in perspective. That's a very important thing, that realize that we do need time to put things in perspective. But when we put it in perspective, we put it in perspective of understanding it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why we're able to not have a grudge against that person, because he's not the source. He never was the source. But to figure that out immediately and overcome our emotions immediately, that's not expected of us. Now, how long is the average k'shiyar b'zman ma? That's a hard question to answer. But the reality is that we the nature of most people, the healthy, normal people, is we understand, listen, we have to move on with life. And when we do that, we look back and say, you know what happened? It happened. I'm not going to focus on it. And that's not so overwhelming for us to do that, to be able to mekayim this mitzvah, to be able to move on and look back and say, you know what? It's behind me. It's not so important to focus on it. It was Bashir that's supposed to happen, and I'm going to now no longer walk around with this complaint, kind of pain in my heart vis-a-vis that person. Okay, have a good Shabbos.